Carroll. Both sides bring a very respectable crowd out to this evening. Very chilly. Again, quick brush up on the high school rules. Four 12-minute quarters to decide who is going to the semi-state championship. As we await kickoff, as usual, we have the likes. This time looks like Chris Perkins is back deep to return for the Carmel Greyhounds. So we are set to kick off. And we are away from Fort Wayne Carroll as this one's a knuckleball kick over towards the sideline. And that one will go out of bounds. And the Carmel Greyhounds will start at the 35-yard line.
So, Jesse, now you bring up great field position again. That's Baden Lee, number 23. He's a senior kicker. He's done a nice job. He punts and kicks. He's kicked off the ball 74 times, that making it 3,716 yards, but only 8 touchbacks, so he doesn't get into that end zone. And you're talking about a guy like Austin Roberts and Chris Perkins. Roberts, who's already run one back for the Greyhounds this season, they might get some looks out there on that receiving team.
Let's see who comes out to play this quarterback position. It is Isaac James. Isaac James getting the start this evening. And it will be Shakir Pascal lined up as the tailback. They're going to come out in their signature flexbone set that they debuted several weeks ago against Lawrence Central. They put Roberts in motion. He looks over towards the sideline now for additional signaling as we await the first play from scrimmage in this evening's game. James under center. Pascal, the lone tailback. Roberts in motion once again. Snap. Hand off to Pascal up the middle. He's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage and thrown backwards. Let's see where forward progress got him. And that looks like right at about the 34-yard line, so a loss of one. But coming out with a sense of urgency, the front seven of Fort Wayne Carroll.
Thank Dylan Connor, the inside linebacker. You're going to see this defense come out in a 3-3-5 set. They also play four down linemen, but that linebacking core is big for them. You got Connor, who comes in here with 58 solo tackles, choking up that line, stopping Shakir Pascal right there.
Four wide pistol formation set for James as he puts Roberts in motion again. Triple option time. It looks like James keeps this one. Tries to go right tackle. Gets pushed forward. Penalty flags in the backfield. James gained 3 on the carry. See what the official call is. That one will be holding against the Carmel Greyhounds. So a couple mental mistakes early on by a team that's usually very good at avoiding taking yards away from them. Still will remain second down after the penalty enforced. That'll back him up 10 yards from the spot of the foul, so that'll put him at about the 24-yard line.
Folks, we saw Colin Pearson come in. He's a junior, hasn't played a lot, but again, playing in that slot position. Looks like he got tacked for the hold, trying to give Isaac James any more room he could get.
So James looks over towards the sideline, as all the receivers will be a four wide receiver set. That will be 3 out to his left for Isaac James. 11-10 remaining here in the first quarter, just underway from Fort Wayne Carroll, 0-0. Roberts moves in motion again. James goes hard count, takes the snap. He's going to be throwing this time over towards that right side, off the hands of Austin Roberts. And that one will bring up 3rd and 21.
So now you got to think, are you bringing in John Lampe, your senior veteran? You got a 3rd and very, very long. He's known as the guy you bring in on 3rd down. But it looks like they're going to keep Isaac James on the field. Well, now they're making the switch. Here's John Lampe coming in again, folks. Only 1 for 5 last game with no yards in the air. Can he come out to a big start? He's got to do that if Greyhounds want to get any points on the board.
And this is a quarterback with over 1,000 yards on this season. The senior, John Lampe, comes out in a 4-wide shotgun set with 3 receivers out to his left. From his own 21-yard line, takes the snap, has time to throw, looking deep down the right side of the field, but overthrows it into the Carmel sideline intended for Austin Roberts, and that'll be a 3-and-out for the Carmel Greyhound offense.
And so exactly like we said, Jesse, the Chargers making the stop. 3-and-out there, forcing John Lampe to come on the field and also throw the ball. Again, folks, it's 43 degrees outside. It's hard for a quarterback who hasn't played pretty much in the last 2 games to come out and make a solid throw. And so now we're going to see Adam Kramer come onto the field here for the punt. He's averaging 35 yards a punt. Of course, we're going to see Drew Tranquil, the star, return this one.
This one is away just barely, but Kramer with a respectable punt, fair caught at the 40-yard line. That's the first that we've seen from Tranquil, but we're going to be seeing plenty of him throughout this evening. But what do you think the key is to this first drive for Fort Wayne Carroll?
Well, first things first, Tranquil came out and basically told the Indy Star that he felt like he was going to be able to run up on this Greyhound defense, 300 yards. And again, we saw what happened to DeAnthony Thomas last night for Oregon when he said they were going to win by 40. Stanford coming out and shutting the Ducks down. In the same sense, the Chargers, if they have success here, they can't let it get to their head. They got to play solid football. They got to understand their opponent. But in the same way, they got to run this ball well.
Chandler Boggs comes out full house, shotgun set. They give this one up to Tranquil, up the middle, and that one will be Justin Tranquil on the carry. His brother, younger brother, the junior on this team, and that'll gain him about 2 yards, bringing up second and eight. They're lined up with some excellent field position from their own 42-yard line. Boggs will come out in that same full house set. They leave Justin Tranquil in the backfield, takes a snap. He gets the sweep off the left side, cuts back middle of the field. He's going to be wrestled down at about the 42. A lot of work, but gets back to the line of scrimmage. And a very fast third and eight. And
so, folks, if you haven't seen these Chargers, their rushing yards per game is about 330 yards on the ground every single game. They've got 77 touchdowns on the season. But here's another margin you need to pay attention to. 13 interceptions, not too great from the air, an area where that coverage team is so deadly.
And Boggs is looking to pass, rolls out to his left, finds his man, and he's going to be close to the first down. He's going to be brought down just short of midfield. This one's going to be a close call. An interception there was made by Zach Edgar. So Edgar makes his reception, but he's going to be short, it appears, of the first down. We are going to have a measurement come out here. Depending on where they spot this football, will be a fourth and one on the way. We will be right back with more Greyhound football on 91.3 WHJE.
The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast of Carmel Varsity Football here. And the measurement from the officials will be just short. So again, a fourth and one on the way. Decision time for Fort Wayne Carroll. They are at the 49-yard line of their own here. And it looks like that offense wants to stay out onto the field, line up off that left hash, and Boggs is going to win his appeal. The offense will line up. Fourth and one. The Carmel Greyhounds stacking the line of scrimmage inside the box here. Boggs goes back in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He's going to run this one up the middle. It's going to be close. And it looks like a second effort is going to give him the first down across midfield.
And, Jesse, that's one of these keys to victory for that offense. They've got to outsmart the Greyhounds. They're not going to be able to outperform them. Too much talent disadvantage there. The Greyhounds have a lot of 6A guys coming in, and the scrappy team for the Chargers coming in, but they've got to outsmart the Greyhounds, take some chances, take some risks. That's a risk that's going to win you football games right there.
Coming back in the shotgun, Chandler Boggs with a three-wide pistol formation set. They hand this one up to Tranquil up the middle. Tranquil, let's see, whistles everywhere, but he gets back to the line of scrimmage, second down on the way. That was Justin Tranquil on the carry, the junior. Second down and 10 on the way. 9:16 remaining in the first quarter. Still remains no score. From the Carmel 48-yard line, Boggs looks to go back under center. I formation set. One wide out to his right. A stretch play. Tranquil goes right tackle. He's going to be spun around. He's going to be wrestled down at about the 42-yard line. It's going to be about a third and five on the way, but nice run there. Running the stretch, something we rarely see from high school teams. We usually like to see the dive up the middle or the sweep out to the outside, but rarely do we see a well-executed stretch.
And it's easy to do when you've got two brothers, that is Justin and Drew Tranquil, who both have offers from Purdue University, and actually Drew Tranquil also has one from Notre Dame, so he's got a big decision to make there, but two very athletic backs who can make things happen.
Same formation, Wildcat formation sign, as Drew Tranquil takes it himself, lined up as the quarterback. He's going to be wrestled down behind the line of scrimmage, and that's going to bring up fourth down for the Chargers, and the punt unit will come out onto the field. So we noticed this, a lot of these guys playing both sides of the ball, the Tranquil brothers, but we saw for the first time this evening him line up as quarterback in almost a Wildcat formation. So a lot of versatile players on this Fort Wayne Carroll team as Baden Lee lines up to try to punt this one away. Letting the clock tick away a little bit. 7:50 and counting remaining in the first quarter. Fields this one cleanly. Gets the punt off cleanly as well. That one over towards the sideline. Fair caught at about the 8-yard line, and that is where the Carmel Greyhounds will take over after the fair catch from the senior, Thomas Baldwin. Now, John, what do you think on this drive they need to change to get the ball moving forward?
Honestly, I don't think they need to change anything. They need to settle in. Again, folks, they're playing on grass, which they played on turf this entire year, so it is another transition. Isaac James is coming back from an injury. You can't give up on your strategy. You've got to keep playing the same ball that's been working for you for the past few games. Again, you've got two options. You've got the read option, you've got James, and then you've got Pascal. Both great options. You can even bring that flex bone where you've got the two A-backs. Run the ball, stick to what you know, and you're eventually things are going to open up.
I formation set from James from his own 8-yard line. Takes a handoff, keeps it himself, has some room up the left tackle. He had swords to sideline. Nice cut over. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 22, and that is right. The versatility that we're used to seeing from Isaac James is going to be close to the first down marker. It looks like he has enough.
Well, folks, I think that's why it's so important here for Fort Wayne to jump out to an early lead. Because they've got athletes playing both sides of the ball, they're not going to be able to outrun the Greyhounds, and they can't allow themselves to get tired either way. You've got to make a stop here.
First down and 10, same formation set for James. Takes a snap, hands that one off the middle. That one, Shakir Pascal, still moving those legs, trying to drive through that pile. Gain of 3. On for many running backs, that is going to be right back at the line of scrimmage, but always falling forward. Shakir Pascal sets up a 2nd and 7 with 7:14 remaining here in the first quarter. Still no score. Carmel is on their second drive of the evening.
4 on the play, 2nd down and 6.
James goes back. 2 wide I formation set. They split the difference on the receivers. From his own 27-yard line, takes the snap. This time he keeps it, tries to go. Cut back into the middle of the field. He's going to be wrestled down at about the 29, gaining a couple yards. Will be about a 3rd and 5 on the way. So not a for sure passing situation. It looks like Isaac James looks to stay out on the field as the team's quarterback. They bring Roberts over towards the left side of the field this time. I formation set. 3rd down and 5 from their own 28. James under center goes hard count. Now looks over towards the sideline for additional signaling. Lined up off that right hash are the Carmel Greyhounds, trying to get Shakir Pascal to move out a little bit. Make it a weak eye formation set. James takes a snap, stretch play. Chris Perkins has some room off the left tackle. Open field for Perkins, breaks the tackle at the 50-yard line, heading down the left sideline. He's going to stumble at about the 20 and finally be wrestled down. Let's see where they spot him out. Looks to be close to the 20-yard line, the 21, the official spot, but welcome back, Chris Perkins.
Exactly. Perkins has been very, very slow these past few games. Has actually lost that leading rushing yards to Shakir Pascal, but beginning to gain some of his stride back. His strength is really Shakir Pascal's weakness in the sense that he can break it open on the perimeter, and he is a speed back, folks, true speed back. When you get him on that outside, he is gone.
They bring in Tobias Watkins as a tailback now. Same formation set. James gives it off to Watkins. Watkins will be wrestled down behind the line of scrimmage. And a great play there by Fort Wayne Carroll is going to bring him up about a 2nd and 11 with 5:55 remaining in the first. That's Drew Tranquil on the tackle there. You might recognize him. We've been calling his name quite a bit. Punt returning, playing quarterback, running back, and now linebacker. Getting it done on all sides of the ball.
He's 3rd in the team with tackles so far, 65, but leads the team with solo tackles as that outside linebacker, 53 tackles to his name.
Put a man in motion. James goes 3 wide pistol formation, set the option run this time. James keeps it right tackle. He's going to be leveled right at the 20-yard line. Gains a couple of those yards back. Going to set up about a 3rd and 8.
And Jesse, it's hard to run a read option when you're playing a 3-3-5 defense. Folks, for those of you who aren't familiar with that, that's 3 down linemen, 3 men who play that linebacker position. And then you've got 5 coverage guys, and you're mixing them in with safeties and different spies. It's hard to really be able to break it out. If a defense can run it well at this high school level, it's really hard for many offenses to even compete.
3 wide shotgun formation set for James. 2 receivers out to his left. Takes a snap. Looking to pass. Has time to pass. Now he's going to scramble out to the outside. Still looking to pass. Gets that one over the middle. That one will be dropped right where the first down marker would be. Threw it a little bit behind him. Intended. That one looked like for the tight end. And that one will bring up 4th and 8. And John, do you believe this is field goal range here for Adam Kramer?
Adam Kramer is 5 for 6 on the season. I think it is. You give him a shot to kick the ball. Maybe try to see see his range a little bit, and they're actually going to bring out Kramer. So again, like we said, folks, 5-for-6, he's a very good kicker, begun to really kind of step into his role and really his personality. But folks, remember, these conditions aren't exactly favorable for any kicker. 43 degrees outside, you got a grass field.
37-yard attempt from Adam Kramer is up and away, and that one is good, and Adam Kramer puts up 3 points early on. And that's a very clutch kick from what we've seen from Adam Kramer this year, 6-of-7 now.
And think about the pressure that takes off of your offense right there. You've got a guy who come out from 37 yards and not only hits the field goal but drills it. I mean, we're talking that thing had a lot of power and a lot of height. You can maybe even take him back 5 yards. But what that does for you later in the game is it opens things up, gives you options. Greyhounds take the early lead, 3-0, 4:47 here in this first quarter.
Very impressive kick by Kramer indeed. And I was talking to Coach Wright earlier today, asking him how he prepared this team to play in these kind of conditions. He's pretty much, you really can't prepare for the cold right now. But as far as the natural grass goes, they practice up at the practice football fields that the Carmel Greyhounds have rather than the turf field that they normally play their games on. So getting plenty of reps there on the natural grass field where the Carmel Greyhounds this week in practice. 4:47 remaining in the first quarter. Carmel draws first blood, 3-0, and we'll be kicking this one back deep and away to Fort Wayne Carroll. First time we've seen Adam Kramer on the kickoff game this evening. Very impressive throughout the season. With a little bit of wind in his face, most of the game last time was only 1-of-6 on touchbacks last week. Let's see if he's going to turn that around this week. Wind not too much of a factor, just a little chilly here as the kick is up and away from Kramer. This one a line drive, bouncing back, trying to keep it in bounds, and he will not. The automatic touchback. And the Fort Wayne Chargers will be starting at their own 20-yard line.
Adam Kramer has 30 touchbacks, and that makes it 31, as compared to, of course, Baden on the other side of the field. He's only got 8. So it does make a heck of a difference. Now you set a team at the 20-yard line. It almost slows down your momentum a little bit. You got to be able to come out and make some things happen right from scratch.
And somebody like Justin Tranquil wants the ball in his hands no matter what. He's going to be a dominant force every time he touches the football. So taking a rep away from him, good job by Kramer. As Boggs comes back out in a full house shotgun set, takes the snap, looking to hand it off. Tranquil off the right tackle. He's going to be wrestled down by a pack of Greyhounds there behind the 20-yard line, loses a yard or two. That was Justin Tranquil on the carry. So 2nd and 11 with 4:30 remaining here in the first quarter. 3-0 remains your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. 2nd down and 11 from their own 19-yard line, lined up off that right hash. Boggs looks over towards the sideline, lined up in the shotgun set. 2 receivers as they split the difference, and 2 tailbacks. The handoff, fake handoff now, looking over towards that left side, and the receiver has it go right through his hands. That is Corey McCray, the junior, not able to come up with it. He had daylight in front of him. So 3rd and 11 on the way. From what we've seen, this is a mainly rushing team. But I've been impressed with the arm of Boggs so far.
I mean, you got to be able to look at it as well. Receiving-wise, most of these receivers are over 10 yards a catch. And so when he throws the ball, not only is Boggs pretty accurate, but he's got an arm on a socket, I guess you can say. Look for him to air the ball here on 3rd and long.
3-wide shotgun set under pressure, looking over the middle. Finds his man with the reception. He'll be wrestled down at the 38-yard line. That is Zach Edgar again, and that's one of the guys you mentioned trying to break them into the football game.
Again, elaborating on that point, you've got guys like Justin Tranquil and Drew Tranquil. And again, those guys, you're obviously keying on them because they can do everything. But Tyler Winklejohn now leads the team in receiving yards. You're keying in on him. That takes out 2 cornerbacks and a safety. You've got Edgar and Mallers. They can spread the field much better, and you saw him hit him over the middle. Good job by Boggs.
Same formation, looking to pass again for Tranquil. He's going to be wrestled down finally by 3 different Carmel Greyhounds. Very tough tackle. He'll be brought down after about a gain of 6. That is Drew Tranquil on the reception. 3:43 remaining in the first quarter. The Carmel Greyhounds remain leading 3-0. Trying to move into Carmel territory. They're going to be lined up at their own 44. And it looks like Tranquil is going to line up as a quarterback here. Drew Tranquil with his brother Justin right to his side in the pistol set. With the Wildcat, he runs left tackle. Drew Tranquil is going to try to storm to the first down. Marker is going to be awfully close, getting right to about midfield. And from the initial spot, he might just have enough to move the chains once again. That will first down for Fort Wayne Carroll. Tranquil heads over towards the sideline, and Boggs checks back in as the quarterback. Now lined up in the middle of the field, exactly at midfield. Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers come back out in a three-wide shotgun set. Two receivers out to his right. Boggs takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to pass now. Here comes a blitz from Carmel, looking right sideline for Justin Tranquil, and that one falls incomplete, and that will be second and 10 on the way.
And so it's little errors like that. Tranquil just taking his eyes off the ball, heard the footsteps of Alex Akins. Akins has been already pretty active so far. He's got a few tackles on this drive. Again, Akins comes in, leading the team, folks. He's a cornerback with 51 tackles. He's all over the field, and you got to watch out for him.
Very impressive defensive back. Also have to remember, he's only a sophomore, so the Carmel Greyhounds get two more years of the likes of Alex Akins. Boggs comes back out, three-wide pistol formation set, two out to his left, option run left, pitches out. Tranquil is going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage, actually getting back to the line of scrimmage. Initially looked like he was going to lose about 5 yards, but able to dive forward back to midfield. Third down and 10 on the way for Fort Wayne Carroll.
Going to bring up third down and 11.
So let's see, Boggs will remain in the game as the quarterback. Looks like Fort Wayne will be showing pass here. Three wide, pistol formation set. Blitz coming up the middle from the Carmel Greyhounds, looking deep over the middle for Edgar, and he is not going to connect with him. Fourth down, and Carmel really dialing up the blitz, bringing six guys or more. And Noah Burks getting in there first, getting a hit on the quarterback.
But also, that's Chandler Boggs right there. He's got to be able to make that pass right there. Again, he's got number 80, Zach Edgar, streaking over the middle. Had both the safety and the cornerback deep and beat both of them as well. Would have been a touchdown if that pass was completed. But again, like you said, credit Noah Burks playing that rover position, coming off that line quickly, forcing the incomplete pass.
And it will be Baden Lee once again, number 23. Senior punter and place kicker fields this one cleanly and punts it away over towards the area of Baldridge at the 30-yard line. It bounces. Baldridge wants none of that one, and that one will be down at the 29-yard line. So modest field position for the Carmel Greyhounds to start this next drive and try to tack on this lead. So, John, on this drive coming up here, what is the game plan? We've seen the likes of Chris Perkins coming back. Shakir Pascal's been neutralized for the most part.
I think you keep doing what you're doing, run the ball, allow Isaac James to maybe move the pace up a little bit. We're seeing kind of that lackadaisical jog up to the line here. You got to allow James to get into a rhythm and make things happen.
Three wide, pistol formation set, two out to his left. James takes the snap, handoff, Pascal up the middle. Pascal takes a couple defenders, a few more yards, and he'll be wrapped up at the 35-yard line, and that will bring up about a second and five. Shakir Pascal, the very solid run there on first down, gain of six, as James looks over towards the sideline for additional signaling. Lined up off that right hash, he goes back into the pistol set. Same formation and three receivers as they put the tight end Becker in motion. James takes a snap again, handoff, Pascal up the middle. Pascal finds a hole and will be wrapped up across the 40-yard line. Looks to have enough for the first down, and he does. So two rushes and a first down for Shakir Pascal. Stop me if you've heard that one before. So James looking over towards the sideline, getting some substitutions in as Pascal heads over towards the sideline, and Chris Perkins checks back into the football game. A minute 47 remaining in the first quarter. Carmel leads 3-0 and are trying to drive into Charger territory. Becker moves in motion from the pistol set. James goes hard count, takes the snap. Keeps this one, left tackle, trying to cut back in the middle of the field, but stumbles, and he's going to be brought down at about the 42-yard line, gain of one, second and nine on the way for the Carmel offense.
Well, and Jesse, only about a minute and a half remaining here in this first quarter. A lot of us Carmel people are used to seeing the Greyhounds score early. In six of their games, they were over 35 points on that spread. But one thing you got to remember, folks, if you're able to drive the ball down and even get another field goal, that's a 6-0 lead, and you've been stopping the Chargers. It's a win is a win regardless of the spread.
Same formation set here for James from the pistol on second and nine. Takes the snap, goes stretch play. Chris Perkins stumbles but cuts across middle of the field. Has an opening. He's going to be spun around across midfield at the 48-yard line, and he will have another Greyhound first down. And Chris Perkins on two separate occasions has had some pretty impressive runs. But he's going to hobble off the field. Clock stops at 54 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Carmel remains leading 3-0. Pascal will check back into the game as a tailback. James looks around. Three wide pistol formation set. Two out to his right. Becker moves in motion again as a tight end. Takes a snap. Handoff, pass go up the middle, across the right tackle, and he's going to be wrestled down across the 40-yard line. That'll be about a gain of 10 yards on first down. An impressive run. We'll be just short of the first down. Second down and short on the way for the Carmel Greyhounds offense, but the rushing game really on point on this drive. James goes back into the pistol formation, set three wide this time, two out to his left from the 40-yard line of Fort Wayne Carroll. Takes a snap. Handoff again. Shakir Pascal's going to be neutralized right at the line of scrimmage and thrown backwards. And it's going to be close to the first down right at that 40-yard line, but looks like we will have a third and short when we return after the end of the first quarter. The Carmel Greyhounds come out with an early lead, 3-0, but it's really been a battle of the trenches at the line of scrimmage. We'll be right back with more Greyhound football here on 91.3 WHE, the only voice of the Carmel Greyhounds.